Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrill-Hill, could you please serve everyone on Profile This is played.
A short game on Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Rob. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola. All right, Rob, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Fantastic, fantastic. You have your choice of one of three stories today. Today we offer you Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? Interior decorating, where you guessed the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. And finally today, seriously, where you guessed the petty conflict that led to violence.
Oh, let's go to the second one. Interior design.
All right, we go to Downey, California, where a woman says she's lucky to be alive after a freak accident left her impaled by a metal rod while driving on the freeway. Jessica Procadio, she was on her way to go hiking a couple of weeks ago after dropping off her son when the unexpected happened. She said, quote, "I thought I got shot. I thought a car hit me. I felt a big impact." Well, moments later, she had heard a loud pop, followed by sudden sharp pain. She didn't realize at first what happened. A metal rod had pierced her Ford Fusion, shot through her driver's seat, and went straight into her body. Quote, "I felt really weak. My blood pressure dropped. I started sweating profusely. I felt cold. I was so confused as to where this injury was coming from." Well, as a nurse, she knew that the paramedic's advice was correct. Don't move. Don't try to remove the object. But in shock, she did the opposite, saying, quote, "I know I shouldn't have done this, but I jumped out of my seat and pulled myself off the object. In that moment, it was just instinct. I wanted to get it out." She was then rushed to a trauma center, and miraculously, she was home by the next day. So now recovering, she's urging drivers to secure their loads before hitting the road.
Good idea.
She believes the rod that nearly killed her may have fallen off of a truck, blah, blah, blah. Exactly what you think it is. The question is, in what part of her body did the rod enter? Was it her butt? Was it her chest? Was it her head, or was it her leg? So butt, chest, head, or leg.
Whoa.
Well, yeah, I definitely want to say butt,
especially if it came up underneath the car. But,
all right, Dad, what do you think, brother? What are you feeling?
So you said it impaled her.
Yes.
But all she said was like, "Oh, I'm getting really cold."
I guess it's just the impact. So your whole body hurts. She's not sure where it is, doesn't know what happens, then realizes what has happened. And even though she's a nurse, just wanted to remove this thing anyway.
I'm going
to
say in the butt, Bob.
I think it's in her head, dude. I mean, physically in her head, not that she's making it up. Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Rob?
I'm going to still go butt. Some dummy came to the floorboard and
all
right.
Got
an angle and got her right in the
keister. Right million to one
we'll
shot,
we'll be
Doc.
Butt buddies. So where did this rod go through? The butt, the chest, the head, or the leg? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Categories: interior decorating on profile. This has got a woman in California. She was impaled by a metal rod.
Yep.
Driving down the highway, going for a hike. Somehow it went through her car, then up into her.
Yes.
She survived. They told her not to try to remove herself from the impaled object.
But she did.
But she did anyway. Question is, where was she impaled? In her butt, her chest, her head, or her leg?
And, Rob, that is a question we posed to you. But let us start with the Ted Smith. He went with the head.
Her head.
All in her head. And then, Rod, you agreed with Miles. Both of you guys went butt, because we know what you're into. And you are correct.
Yeah.
Impaled in the buttocks.
Yeah, in the butt. It's right there in the side.
It really is. It really was.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
Because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Two. Mm-hmm. Weird day this morning. Apparently, I did not put some jokes in there.
Uh-huh.
We had a big meeting, and then there was some type of sporting event on.
Oh.
And there's pizza around. I got distracted. In a minute here, though, Miles, you will have some choices.
Okay.
The Jimmys.
Kibble. And Fallon.
Yep, those are the Jimmys. Yep. Okay, yep. This Myers guy.
Seth
Myers. Yeah. Seth. Stephen
Colbert
Hill. Stephen Colbert. Yeah. Writers could be in there.
All right.
That's good. Yeah. And then
Arsenio Hall.
Yeah, he's been gone for a minute. Yeah. They got rid of him last year. Nope. Or
Chevy Chase.
Or Ted Smith.
Oh. Magic
is it
Johnson.
Ted, yeah. Or is it late?
It is right there. The title of these guys have talented teams of writers. Help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Taylor Swift has once again broken records for her latest album, Life of a Showgirl. I really just wish she did something original for a change, said Barry Manilow.
The Ted Smith.
Is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
All right.
And Lola, a Cabana joke.
That's a Coke Cabana joke.
Pretty good.
Well, she was a showgirl.
I know.
Taylor, you know better, showgirl.
She got a cha-cha.
Costco is now offering Ozempic and Wegovy for half price. 3 months supply of those drugs is now only $500. You don't even need a prescription. All you have to do is order 3 hot dogs at the food court, and they automatically give it to you. Selling Ozempic at Costco is kind of like having an AA meeting at Cabo Wabo.
Jesus.
Colbert.
Yeah. Kimmel.
Costco is now offering Ozempic and Wegovy for half price. It's 1 month supply of those drugs is now only $500. You don't even need a prescription. All you have to do is order 3 hot dogs at the food court. They'll automatically give it to you.
Is that a shot?
I don't know.
They legally can sell you a shot that you can administer?
I guess. I don't know. I don't know how you take
weed. If it was a pill, I'd be all over it. You're like, hell yeah, I need to lose 30 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
I sell meals.
No idea.
We're almost a week into the government shutdown, and airports across the country are already starting to report a shortage of air traffic controllers. Now pilots are faced with the choice of waiting in a long line or using the self-checkout tarmac.
Fallon. Seth.
Fallon.
Well, guys, we're almost a week into the government shutdown, and airports across the country are already starting to report a shortage of air traffic controllers. Now pilots are faced with the choice of waiting in a long line or using the self-checkout tarmac.
Yeah, Miles, that's a good question. I guess because it is an injectable. So I guess
is it like an EpiPen, or is it, you know what I mean? Like you got to find a muscle or find a...
No, I think it's more like taking testosterone or something.
All right. You just find a fatty part.
It, right, you can do it like in your thigh or like right there in your gut.
Okay.
Or in your shoulder.
Your gunt.
I will say, I was kind of thrown off, and then my
shoot
buddy showed
stuff in my gunt.
My buddy showed me his testosterone one, and I went, right. Oh. It's a tiny little needle.
It's like quick puncture kind of thing.
Yeah. I'm also, again, I don't mind needles that much, even though I don't have a tattoo.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, all right.
But back to what you were talking about the other day. I don't mind needles, but when they're looking for a vein.
That's a different experience.
Oh, she was fishing around in there for a minute.
Finally, I went,
all right, that kind of hurts.
Right.
You know, like, just try
it. It hurts a lot.
Yeah. Did you go through that this morning?
Last week.
Sorry, I'm just laughing. All right, Clue and Wordle. They're coming to TV.
Hmm.
Netflix is creating a competition series based on the board game Clue. Not much else is known except the players will go through physical and mental challenges to earn clues.
And well, someone will actually be killed.
That's what I'm saying. Like we could kill one of you.
Oh, no, we seriously killed someone.
Classic characters like Colonel Mustard, Professor Plum, Miss Scarlet will be represented.
Who else was there? Miss Peacock.
Yeah, Mrs. Peacock, Mrs. White, Miss Scarlet, Colonel Mustard, Professor Plum, and Mr. Green.
All right, well done. Damn.
There were six of them. Three guys, three girls.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would assume Miss Scarlet was hot.
She had to be.
Again, not a lot of information on what they're going to do about it, but they also have red herrings to confuse players.
Okay.
This actually sounds interesting. I liked Clue.
This one isn't bad. The next one's the one that annoys me.
I think it would be fun if they got some sort of a celebrity that at the beginning of it, they're like, oh my God, somebody killed...
Whoever.
Kanye. You just sit there bloody.
Well, then no one would look. They're like, all right.
Does anybody want to sell this?
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, it is kind of weird, but they have those murder mystery trains and stuff.
Yeah.
But as far as I know, they're not actually killing people.
Right.
As far as you know.
As far as I know.
I think that would help kind of gain a little bit of momentum with it. Like get Gordon Ramsay laying
on the
slab.
If they do it right, it would be fun.
Yeah.
I just don't know which trouts are going to do it right.
Now, the other one that you're talking about, I don't know how well that's going to do.
Wordle. NBC has a game show based on the New York Times puzzle, Wordle. Jimmy Fallon's the executive producer.
Already out.
Savannah Guthrie from today's show is set to host it.
God.
Yeah, if you never played Wordle before like I haven't, you basically get six tries to guess a five-letter word.
Correct.
Yeah, my kids do. Well, my daughter does it all the time, and my wife does it all the time.
Mm-hmm. The wife and I, we do that every night.
Yeah, the crack strikes, my wife will be struggling with the word. My son will just breeze through, look at her phone, and be like, you know, Jamaica. Done.
Right.
100% correct.
A little bit more than five letters, but...
Well, I know that. That's my favorite word in Mexico, like 2 years ago. Yeah, because my daughter was 13.
Baña.
And we got a friend who owns a restaurant down there. So when service kind of slowed down, he's sitting at the table with us. And we're drinking. Kids are effing around on their phone. And so he's a big Wordle guy, okay? So he'd been working on this one word all day. And my daughter doesn't necessarily want to talk to everyone. But he kind of nudges her and says, what's the word? She looks at it. She said, whatever the hell it was. Sure enough, she was right. But I remember, it was cool for my daughter to see. She'd never had this experience with an adult. He just slammed his phone down. I was like, God damn it! I got outsmarted by a 13-year-old effing kid. He was pissed, but it made her day. Yeah.
Well, when Wordle first came out, like, a few years ago, like, everybody was doing it, especially on Twitter or X, whatever you call it. They were posting it all the time, and I get it. But, like, again, I'm a terrible speller.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I was like, nah, I'm not
It would not appeal
you.
To you at all. Yeah. Right.
Right. It's like, you want to come over and play Scrabble? No.
But it's good for the brain.
It is. I think it's a great game. Now, I will say, like, a crossword thing, I don't mind crossword puzzles, but, again, you got to spell correctly.
But they also give you a clue, at least.
Correct. But if you can't spell,
sometimes.
Right.
But when I was on the plane in commercial breaks, the couple next to me, they were playing some. They were dumb.
Oh, no.
Like, I was wanting to lean over and just like, here's the word.
Look, I can't spell it, but I can tell you what it is.
I am guessing it's seven letters, but look at that clue. What else could it be? You know? It's like a white, violent thing from Alaska. Polar bear!
Come on, man.
Polar bear!
Sarah Palin!
I also, look, I'm with you. Jimmy Fallon, the executive producer. Savannah Guthrie's going to host it. It's just like... Like I told you, I saw some actors just making a point. Like, they're just going to redo everything, right? I saw there's going to be a new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie, right? It's just like, man, at some point, right? And, like, look, we're just as guilty. We work for the corporate beast. Yeah. Like, at some point, like, we talk about it. Like, you got to give some newer dudes or women, you got to give people chances. Mm-hmm. And they got to have opportunities. So if you're not going to make newer films, you're not going to have another franchise because you just keep regurgitating the same one.
I think streaming is going to end up being the answer. Streaming is going to put out something original that everyone hooks onto, and then they'll end up with a franchise
like
that they don't have to put in the theater.
Like Deadpool, The Boys, just different stuff.
If more people... could legally digest The Boys, that would probably be one of them.
Piggy Blinders is great. Speaking of which, like last night on Netflix, I started a new one about the Guinness family.
All right,
so I did go to the Guinness Brewery.
Is that what inspired this?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd seen it, and then I said, all right, I went to the Guinness Brewery in Baltimore, and theirs is called Open Gate.
The one in Baltimore?
Yeah.
Baltimore County, sorry.
Baltimore County, correct. I kind of was reading a little bit, like, Open Gate, that's a weird thing. So anyhow, this one is a drama series.
Okay.
But it's on, like, the actual historic stuff. So the original Guinness guy, right? Like, it's basically, it starts when he dies. So you got to keep in mind, at this point, Guinness has gone, because Ireland is still controlled by the English.
Yeah.
So it's gone through, like, it's in other countries. It's not in America yet. But obviously, the people in Ireland are really fighting for independence.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a strange thing where it's like, basically, it starts with, like, he would help out all the Catholics and stuff.
Of course.
But he also was a Protestant and then obviously had big ties to the English because he's Protestant and he needs the English Empire to get his stuff out there and make all the money. So then when he passes away, all the other people in Ireland are like, they kind of hate him. A lot of them do. So it's kind of interesting seeing that dynamic because it's like they're not all on the same page and he's trying to play both. And then like anything else, basically, he's a super rich guy with four kids, right? So one of them's just kind of drunk the whole time. He's not going to get much. The other one's a daughter, and sorry, just the time it was, he's just like, well, she's married.
Yeah.
She doesn't need much. And then there's just two brothers who, like, during the funeral, the one brother just looks at the other one, and he goes, you've been in London. Like, just let me do it. I'll give you, and they're literally at his dad's funeral, agreeing on a percentage that he will pay this other brother just to let him do it. And then they go to then you find out that, like, the dad's a little smarter, and he's like, well, the drunk son doesn't get anything. The woman doesn't, but you two got to figure it out. Basically, he ties a way in so that all four kids have to kind of stay involved, and they can't just take the money and run.
Okay, good.
So I'm kind of looking in to see what happens in the next couple episodes, too, because then you had all these people trying to destroy the factory, and they're like, we hate them, we're not going to drink it. So it's a good, interesting view. Then, you know, obviously having Irish heritage in my family, it's super interesting stuff.
Yeah.
And look, I have a buddy from Dublin, and I mean, to this day, and we don't, like, Rowan and I are good buds. We don't hang out a ton, but we'll always hang out and watch Six Nations and watch England versus Ireland. His mom will call him, and you've just never heard this kind of disrespect towards another country.
No.
She hates the English.
Right.
You know what I mean? And you couldn't play rugby in years in Irish soil, as there's these famous stories of, like, the English showing up in the 20s and stuff and just basically firing weapons into the crowd.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, it's brutal. When he was explaining it to me, that after a couple of years ago, I was just like, I'm with you. The hell with the English. Like, I'll watch their soccer league, but I'm not doing much else. Obviously, spoiler alert, tough day today. Good win last night for the Mariners. Good news is, best of five series. It's tied up 2-2.
Yep.
Play again on Friday. You're going to have to face their ace. But, hey, it's baseball. Yep. Cal hit one out last night. So, who knows? Look, I do think this Mariners team is different. That was tough to watch today, but you're coming home. You're going to leave it all out. Every arm should be available. Hopefully the manager will make the right calls, but fun time. And, hey, look, I'll be honest with you. We're not going to do it, but for everybody else, that game's at, like, 108 on Friday. Just call in sick.
What do you mean we're not going to do it?
You don't know that yet.
No.
You're right. I feel it.
Can you hear my throat?
I feel it coming on right now.
Take me to the morgue.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Monkey's on the loose in South Carolina. Was lured in
by a hot cup of Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, to Chicago, where a man's dog comes home after leaving 10 years ago. Born in England, birds are ex-boyfriend's home. A bar in Stuart, Florida is where the alligators roam. And the deputy son of a Colorado sheriff is busted. Driving hammered, it's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, the top story. We go to the UK for another revenge story from my heartbroken ex. A man was going about his day when he got a call from his ex informing him that she'd set his home on fire.
Jesus.
Initially not believing her. That means that she has said this before.
Yeah, I guess.
Initially not believing her, he started getting welfare calls and texts from friends and family that brought him to the realization that she had, in fact, gone ahead and done it.
Jeez.
He came back home to find everything completely destroyed, leaving him with literally nothing but the clothes on his back. Everything in the house was destroyed.
I assume she was arrested.
What's more, both of his 90-year-old neighbors who lived in the adjoining houses also had their homes destroyed and belongings, including sentimental, irreplaceable items from departed partners.
Come on. Because you're mad.
One of which woke up to the chaos. Woke up with her doggone house on fire.
Mm-hmm. That is ridiculous.
That's unreal.
Because you're mad.
And yes, the ex was arrested and sentenced to just shy of 5 years.
That's it?
Yes.
That's it.
She completely disrupted and destroyed. Sorry, she destroyed 3 lives. And she gets just shy of 5 years. And it's like, look, I'm not going to discount anybody for having terroristic, even homicidal thoughts. I feel like we all have had thoughts of just, right, of doing terrible, terrible things to people. However, yeah, it burns out within about 5 seconds.
Well, you just don't pursue it.
Right.
That's
correct.
Right. Even if you're mad for a week, like, I'm not going to do this, but let me tell someone what it is I would like to do in a perfect world.
Correct.
Without justice.
Right. And it's like, you still cooked up this idea, or somebody even told you, set his house on fire. You stewed on it for long enough to plant it, grab a can of whatever, you know, to accelerate the lighting, drove to his house.
And at no point did you think, maybe I'm overreacting.
Right. Maybe I don't need to do this.
Nope.
That's the crazy part, too, right? You took all the time to drive over there and this and that. I've had a few crazy things, not involving me, but other people. And saying, I'm like, you were in that car for 2 hours. At no point did it dawn on you that maybe you shouldn't do this.
Right.
Nope.
Maybe we're going overboard.
Right.
In other news, to South Carolina, where animals are on the loose, a local official heard rumors circling the town that there was a spider monkey running amok. That's fun.
Spider monkey.
Spider monkey. The rumors turned out to be true, and the monkey was soon found hanging off the back of a car, holding onto her leash, visibly scared. Always a good condition to find a monkey.
Aww.
Officials thought of the best method of capturing her and eventually led to one of them leaving a simple steaming cup of coffee on the ground near the monkey. Eventually, she showed a little interest and investigated giving someone the opportunity to step on the leash and bring her into custody.
A cup of coffee.
A cup of coffee.
Maybe don't own a spider monkey.
Right.
Maybe leave them where they are.
That's the thing. In South Carolina, as long as you got the license, you're good.
Well, they
don't
get a... Yeah,
I mean, I don't know that you need a license. It just, you know, kind of holds the same rules as any pet. Keep it on a leash when it's outside.
Sure, which they did.
Right. I think you can just have a spider monkey in South Carolina.
I prefer a spider monkey over a monkey spider.
Ugh.
That's just me.
That doesn't shock me. You could have a monkey in South Carolina.
What do you do with a monkey? Is a monkey in a cage? Is a room free at your house? Does it sit down on the couch and watch TV with you?
Right.
When you're eating, does it sit up? What are the rules on an uncaged spider monkey?
Is it one of those that runs around with a, you know, little diaper on?
You know, Henry, get in your cage.
Depends on the monkey.
You mean, like, what do you do?
Right.
Does he have a monkey bed?
Can you house train the monkey?
That's what I'm saying. Like, where does the monkey poop? All these things.
Right.
Does he have his own bowl? Where do you put the food? How many times do you feed him?
Does he sit at the dining room table with you?
Exactly.
I told you about the chick I knew that had a spider monkey, and that thing was on the dining room table. Not in the chair, but on the table.
Yeah.
You couldn't laugh around it because it would lose its mind. And then the chick who owned it, who warned us not to laugh, chuckled. And it was about a one Mississippi count. This thing's just staring at her. And, I mean, lightning fast. This little itty-bitty hand just bitch-slapped her and lost its mind.
Right.
I left at that point.
And they're still
pretty strong.
Well,
me and a couple other people.
Yeah.
We go to Florida, where they still act surprised about things like this. Patrons of a local tiki bar were shocked at an unwanted guest walking into a bar. What was it, Ted? In Florida.
Oh, it's an alligator.
It's a gator.
Yep.
All those open-air bars are like that.
Right. Yeah.
You basically just walk through an open gate.
Yes.
I mean, they pull the doors down at the end of the night and lock those to keep the TVs from getting stolen.
There's no door.
But for the garbage, like garage doors.
Right, but I'm saying, like, in the day-to-day, there's no door. It just holds open. It's a doorway.
Yeah, you have, picnic tables out there, and there's typically, like, a swamp next to you.
Right. Authorities were called, and he was safely relocated to a, quote-unquote, more suitable watering hole. No injuries were reported. Look, and
Make the gator the part of one of the personalities. Isn't there a bar up in like Alaska that has a moose that just shows up from time to time?
No, we were warned about it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So, but they have pictures up of the thing.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like warned. It was just like, look, unlike a gator, or like if the gator sees you and you get in proximity, it will probably attack you.
The moose,
they're like, look, if it starts, and this was an honest statement. She goes, hey, if the moose starts drinking your beer, just let it. I'm like, look, I don't know what kind of brother you think I am, but if a big-ass moose starts drinking my beer, I'm going to let it drink my beer.
Yeah. And it was a big outdoor deck. Bernie's Bungalow.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Nice. But just in case the stories have the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
To Chicago, where a couple have been reunited. 10 years ago, a local man went into a panic when his poodle mix went missing from his yard. He went through all the traditional methods of trying to find him and bring him back home, but to no avail, believing the dog may have been stolen. He was right. Now, 10 years later, the dog was spotted on a busy street corner about 20 miles from where he went missing. And he was picked up by animal control.
No, he's working a squeegee.
He was found with a collar and tags, which animal control officials checked into and were told that they no longer wanted the dog. So that's probably why the dog ended up on the street corner. That's when they scanned the microchip that they found, and they found the original owner. Now the two have been reunited. He says that they picked things up right where they left off.
After 10 years.
You think the dog really remembered him?
He said
by smell, I guess.
What kind of dog was it? Poodle mix?
All right.
Right? That's kind of a houndish dog.
I mean, maybe recognize the scent, but just kind of like,
gotta have a conversation like, was it better there than here?
No kidding.
I mean, really, tell me the truth.
Right. And also,
did you have more fun?
Can we investigate that other couple that they found? One, they were dumb enough to leave the doggone tags on there when they just obviously just kicked the dog outside.
Right.
Oh, we don't want him anymore. Like, tough cookie.
Well, they could have bottled off the person who stole it.
Right.
They don't know.
Yeah.
But you think once you need to take the animal to a vet.
Right. You don't get to just say, I don't want it anymore.
Don't they scan dogs for chips anyway?
Yeah. No. That's what they did. That's how it happened.
In theory.
Men's room sports, as Ted mentioned, game 4 of the ALDS between Seattle and Detroit came and went in today. And after a strong start, the Mariners did their thing and ended up losing it 9-3. The fifth and final game of the series takes place on Friday afternoon. Should be at 1, although there's something like if New York wins today, I don't know. But it's going to be on Friday.
You're right. It could be a later game.
We'll have more details on that later on. Probably have that for you tomorrow. As far as what you're going to watch tonight, you got more playoff baseball on FS1, TBS, and True TV. Preseason basketball on NBA Network and hockey over on TNT.
Hockey.
As far as your weather, the faucet's coming back on there, kids. We've got clouds moving in tonight with on and off showers into tomorrow where they're expecting bouts of rain and a high right around 58. That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Head chef in the house tomorrow. Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Also, the game you know is Big Dummy. The lovely Jolene's coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.